Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show today with some special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and are right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that's important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is pioneering the future of multifamily leasing. I have joining me in the studio a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily tree, Peter Roisman, the president and CEO of REV, the multifamily leasing company. And also in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Marie Rout, vice president of leasing management with REV. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks, Paul. Nice to be here.
You know, full disclosure to our listeners and to our audience, for the last 4 years, whenever I've come across a company or something that I believe is cutting edge and is going to impact the future of our industry, I always want to share that with you. And I have that kind of relationship with Rev and Peter. You know, you and I spoke recently about what Rev is doing, and it truly is pioneering the future of leasing in our industry and multifamily. Just give us a little background about Rev and what's going on.
Sure. Thanks, Paul. We are thrilled to be here today and appreciate you highlighting us and generally other pioneering companies. So REV started a couple of years ago, and we've grown into a very proficient leader in leasing for the multifamily industry. There really isn't anyone in the country doing what we're doing. We've taken a look at leasing as a career, we've taken a look at leasing as a profession. It's not a stepping stone. I remember you mentioning to me on a prior occasion that of the 300 guests you had on the air over the past 4 years, that all but two of them had started in leasing. And that just verifies, you know, our approach to this. Those people were very talented leasers, obviously, and moved up into management and no longer had a career in leasing. Well, we're making a career in leasing, and we're making proficiency and expertise in leasing, you know, benefit all potential clients that we work with in the industry.
And just to kind of, I know our listeners are aware of this, but to just kind of tie a bow on top, tell us what you have seen across the country is the traditional leasing model that people have been doing for decades.
Sure. And so up until, you know, we started doing this 2 years ago, the property management industry has considered leasing one of its 100 tasks necessary to get done on a property. And what we've done is decouple the leasing function and made it our sole focus and left the other 99 tasks to the property management company. By doing this, you know, it gets better results. Obviously, we can be great at one thing and not be a jack of all trades. We're really a master of this trade. And the way we start our business, we recruit differently, we train differently, we promote differently. We created this as a career. We use technology in our business. Everything is different, and so we're getting better results, and that's the goal.
Okay, and let's introduce Marie into the conversation. Marie, I had an opportunity to kind of look at your background and profile on LinkedIn, and you are, in fact, a longtime multifamily industry veteran working in different parts of the country with different companies. Most of the companies that you worked for are well-known in the industry. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Hi, thank you for having me as well. Mm-hmm. So I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I started in student housing. That's my background. That's how I got into this baby, doing lease-ups for the large heavy hitters in the industry. They took my talent to different markets, which gave me the experience of learning different markets and how other companies leased and leased up and operated their buildings. I came back to Houston in 2014 and actually focused on multifamily conventional apartments. So I worked with, you know, the larger management companies like Graystar and Asset Plus, and even Cardinal Group as student housing here in Houston.
Yeah, and then one day you found out a little bit about what Rev was doing.
Yeah,
and I believe that Rev was on a property that you were involved with.
Absolutely, that was my first day on property. They actually took over this asset downtown in Houston, Class A, gorgeous deal. And I walked in, and there was no staff, Rev was there. And so I knew about them because I met them through another time during marketing. They came by my office, and I was really impressed by it. Mm-hmm. But at the time, the owners at my property didn't understand. But this particular management group did understand what Rev did. And so I was surprised that they were there, and I was excited. And I mean, there was their first day on property, too. And I mean, they hit the ground running, where I was super impressed, and I forgot they were Rev employees. I thought they were mine. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, we had a conversation with the asset group. They asked me about them, and I'm like, let's figure out a way to keep them. This made my life so much easier being on site, not having to worry about who's showing up tomorrow, who I have to train, who I have to write up, you know, all the things that happen on site. That one part of my job went away. It was an easy conversation to have. They saw the results that they were giving us as far as getting leases and focusing on the end result. And so everybody agreed to keep them. And so we put them in our budget. They became part of our tool, and we continue to use them. It's still, even when I left, when I decided to come work for Rev, the relationship was still so great. We kept them, you know. Yeah. So it was awesome.
Well, and you kind of blew open that door that I was going to get to next. about you now being part of Rev.
Yeah.
Peter must have seen something in you that impressed him. So, Peter, tell us a little bit about how that transpired.
Yeah. So it's a great story that Marie was a client and is now a very critical, you know, leader at Rev. So I love telling that story. I think it's a great industry story, and it's kind of like Warren Buffett. I liked Dairy Queen so much I bought the company, right? So kind of the same thing. And
right.
So when I met Marie, she was being considered for a promotion at Graystar and upward mobility for sure. She's definitely a star. And I wanted to make sure that we made a competitive offer, because when we met, I knew she had some special talents and skills and the right skills for Rev at the time. And so we're very, very fortunate to have her. She's not disappointed in any way, and I think is actually exceeding our expectations, which is always nice.
Aw, thanks, Peter.
You know, we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, and I want to ask you, both of you, and I'm going to start with Peter. You know, you Marie had mentioned that the previous company she'd worked for, or the previous owners, did not understand, the business model that Rev provides. What are some of the key things you think people don't understand about what the future of multifamily leasing is?
Well, you know, as a pioneering company, Paul, I've been involved with a number of other industries with pioneering a message, and I think one is just getting a thoughtful audience, right? Having a receptive listener, someone that's open to improvements in an industry. Excuse me. So, you know, oftentimes good is good enough in whatever industry you're in. This is a very established, multifamily is an incredibly established industry, a successful industry. And even if you're, you know, pretty good at your job, you're still staying in the industry. You're still maybe even getting promoted. And so, there's some complacency here that mm-hmm. breeds complacency, and we're the exact opposite of that as a company. We demand excellence. We demand it of ourselves. We demand it of our partners. And if our, you know, that's why, you know, it's interesting when we go to speak to a prospective client, we tell them we're interviewing them at the same time they're interviewing us, because mm-hmm. not everyone's a perfect match with us. We had a very good Wall Street firm recently finishing our sentences in our first conversation. We knew they were a good match, and we're now on six of their properties.
Wow.
So, it really, you need a receptive ear. If you're happy with good enough, you know, I think you're making a huge mistake. Let's say your costs are covered at 70% occupancy, that creates enough NOI to pay all your bills. That 30% occupancy that remains, if you're at 90%, you're leaving a third of the occupancy, meaning a third of your profits. You're just leaving them on the table. You just can't do that as an owner. They tend to pay more attention to dollars and cents. And so our discussions are with owners. And so as we get more and more of them, they come around. I'm surprised when I hear owners that don't pay attention to their assets. And that's fewer and fewer people these days. Everybody's watching every dollar.
Sure, sure. All right, well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages with our second segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is pioneering the future of multifamily leasing. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Peter Roisman, the president and CEO of REV, the multifamily leasing company. Also in the studio is longtime multifamily industry veteran, Marie Rout, vice president of leasing management with REV. I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Marie, I didn't get a chance to ask you this or give you an opportunity to at least answer the question, but you know, you learned about this business model of what we're calling the pioneering the future of leasing before you joined REV. What was some of the skepticism that either you had or that you heard other people have about changing something that had been done the same way for decades and bringing in this new business model? What did you hear or what did you experience?
I think the biggest thing that I hear is management companies or property managers are afraid that we are eliminating a position. I think that's the biggest thing, and that's not true by any means. If you're a property manager today, you realize that your leasing agent on property that you hired end goal is to take your job. So they already have left you. You know, that position is already at a vacancy, right, when you think about it. We are basically filling your position that you never have a vacancy ever. There's never a call out. There's never, I'm late, I'm not coming in today, I'm sick, I'm all these excuses that we hear on a daily basis. On top of, I want your job, property manager. You know, so our people are coming in fresh. They're coming in excited about the leasing career. not the property management career. If you want to be a property manager, yes, go work for Graystar, go work for ZRS, go work for Portico, like all the, you know, Gables, all of those. They will get you to be a property manager. But if you want a real career where you can sell and you can be at exciting properties and find people homes and, you know, do marketing and post on TikTok and, you know, all the fun things that I feel property management is about. This is why I got into the industry. Our companies, it's where you want to work for, and it's who you want to hire. If you are an on-site or an owner, just so you know that that position will always be filled with the same talent consistently.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks, Marie. I just had one thought. And so one other thing that doesn't get enough consideration is the fact that, you know, when a property or an owner hires Rev, that property gets a day's work for a day's pay. So if you think about it, the difference is if you have your own person doing the leasing, you typically would give 2 weeks vacation, typically give two weeks of holidays, typically have 5 days of PTO. You know, if someone dies in their family, it's bereavement day. You get a, you know, the ice storm day. You might get jury duty. All in all, it sounds like about 28 days a year to me where you're paying for that position but getting no work. And so in terms of pure efficiency of labor and spending, Rev is that. And so it doesn't get enough highlighting. So I just thought I'd mention as a side note, but you get what you pay for with us. And you don't, as Marie stated correctly, you don't get call outs. And if you have, you really have great control over the position. If you need a new person, let's say that person we brought to you, while great, might not be a perfect match for your property. Let us know. You'll have a different person there tomorrow of the same standard, same quality. And so that's just not available in the industry any other way. It's just something we can provide for our, you know, selected clients.
Yeah. And that brings up an interesting point, Peter. I'd like to do a little role playing with you for a second, if I could. I'm going to put myself in the position of an owner or an executive with a management company. And when I'm considering your business model, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, this is going to be very costly. It's going to cost me a lot more than what I'm spending now. And I have no control. That's not my employee. How am I going to control that? How did you take care of that with your business model?
You know, it's interesting that you brought up cost, because one of the first things that I talk to owners about is not the cost, but the revenues. And so let's say we're, throw a number out, $2 more an hour. If we get you three or four more leases a week, that's $48,000 a year. If we do that every single week, that's 50,000 times 50, it's $2.5 million. Okay. $2.5 million versus $2 an hour. Do we really want to have a discussion about costs?
Right.
Okay. It's not a cost discussion. It's a revenue discussion.
But also, I know you've talked about in the past what it actually costs to have their own employees.
Correct. And so, you know, at this point, and we've raised our prices a little bit, but we're still way undervalued in terms of we could raise our prices 20% to 25% more and still be of value to our clients. But right now, I would say if you look at the cost of carry and you look at our cost, by the time you're done, we're probably on par, but the performance is not even close. And so if we're on par and we're getting you, you know, over the course of a year, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars more in leases, then the discussion really isn't about cost.
And in the conventional way of doing leasing, what is the actual cost to the owner of the fact that they have turnover all the time?
Absolutely. How do you measure absence, right? Mm-hmm. What if someone wasn't there to do a tour? What if they lost that lease to the property across the street? It's one of those things. It's like an airline seat. They take off with an empty seat, you don't ever recover it.
Right.
So, you know, it's probably a hard thing to measure, but you can do cost. You can do comparisons to how well the properties across, you know, in your neighborhood are doing, right? The market surveys.
Right. Marie, I want to ask you, you know, over the years that you have been in the industry, what is your view of the leasing talent that you've come across with over the years? as compared to what you're seeing with leasing talent, that the people that are being trained by REV?
Well, I remember getting into the industry back in the early 2000s. And comparing to what used to happen versus what's happening now in regards to training and recruitment is totally different. Right now, currently, if you want to go work for a Gray Star, you need to have 2 years of experience. Those people have bad habits most times, and they're just not the quality. Because if they were quality, they would have been promoted, or they would have never left. You know, it's a reason why they're leaving, they're jumping ship. Our employees are completely different. They are fresh. They're new. They're not burnt by a bad manager or a bad assistant or bad other employees that have tarnished their spirit of knowing what their job is. And so we have these really clean mind people that are excited about what we're training them and the methods of how we're training them to close the sale, create urgency, do their follow-ups. They are just driven to just do what we've trained them to do, which works on properties the way that I was trained when looking at our module of our training, that new hires at management companies unfortunately can't give that type of service or training because they don't have the time to. They don't have the resources to fly them to Dallas to do a 2-week or 1-week training. Where we have that time, we invest in our employees to do that. So the quality is totally different. And so when I visited every single one of our REVsters, is what we call them, they stand, they greet. They don't know who I am most of the time because I'm getting my bearings together, and they give me tours and they blow me away. I go shop other comps and they're like, basically, here are the keys. You know, you can do a virtual tour. Bye. You know, and I'm like, oh, okay. They're tired, you know. Yeah. So it's totally different. Our people versus most people that you meet on property at other companies.
Let me just jump in for 1 second. I think there's a reason why we're different, and I'll just quickly point out the reason. We've gone back to the beginning to find the best people, right? We're insisting that we're finding people from outside of the leasing business. The people inside the leasing business, which is the way traditionally the industry has hired over the last 35 years, which is to look for people with leasing experience that, in my mind, are unpromotable, that's the wrong way. The right way to do this is to look for talent and then bring the training to the talent. And that puts fresh blood and energy and all of the things necessary without any bad habits. And not that everyone can maintain the consistently excellent requirement of REV, but those that do are great. And that's why we have better leasing people. And that's why when Marie saw every single one of our people, she was impressed with all of them. So, and that's not the first person to tell me that. So I remember, you know, Sue Ann. Sue Ann told me at a mixer very early on, maybe a year and a half ago, Sue Ann Tinsley, she said, I said, Sue Ann, we have about 10 leasing professionals here. I want you to meet them all. And she said, okay, I'll walk around. And said, if any one of them isn't above your standards and meet your expectations, then I want you to tell me, and I don't want you to do any business with us. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, and so she spent an hour walking around, and I appreciated that. And she came back and said, I guess we're doing some business together.
That's great. Well, we're going to break it here be back with our third segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is pioneering the future of multifamily leasing. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Peter Roisman, the president and CEO of REV, the multifamily leasing company. Also in the studio with me is Christopher Gio Ciattanini, who is the Director of Technology and Research Development with REV. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. And REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today. Peter, I want to ask you a question about the process that you go through with your business model in actually getting down to one or two people that you would actually put out on a property for an owner. What is that process? How does it start? How many people do you start with at the top of the funnel?
Sure. That's part of our secret sauce, but I will share some of that. And we do start with approximately 500 resumes, and we source them in a variety of places, you know, the normal places and a few others. And then we go through the process of reviewing all of them, and we will then choose in the range of 100 to actually speak with. And then from there, we will, have people, go through. We actually have put a new process together where we have put it into a technology program where they actually go in and answer a bunch of questions. And then those questions then weed out another group of people. And then from there, we invite in the range of 10 people out of 500, we invite them to be part of our training class and actually hire them right at that point, because we hire people and we pay them to actually train with us.
And then at the end of the training?
At the end of the training, we probably end up with around 5 people coming out of a 500 initial number, so 1%. And so we've got literally the best of the best available, and we do this every day, and which is why we're the best at it, because it is our business, recruiting and training, and then the training takes over, and we've got the best training program as well, I'll say immodestly. So between those two, we're producing the best people to come out and actually put on property, and people go on property and get training on property even before our clients are billed for them. So we actually have live training, and they'll have to get leases. Live leases, and then they'll come back in for more classroom training, and it's quite a process at this point.
And I guess in most industries, when someone's trying to hire somebody, especially in the conventional business model of a leasing agent in multifamily, when people are looking at resumes, they're looking for experience in the industry. That's not important to you, is it?
No, we're looking at people who can communicate well, who have energy. That's why the phone calls are so important, because, you know, it's the first chance to actually interact with a potential leasing professional. And if they can't communicate and don't show energy, they're probably not going to get past that phone call. But it's quite a process, and we're kind of proud of having developed it. I can't take a lot of the credit for it, but I certainly will take credit on behalf of the company, because the people that we've had working on it have done a tremendous job.
Speaking of development, Gio, you're research and development. with Rev, and I know that there's some things that you've been working on for quite some time with some different software platforms. Talk a little bit about that.
Hey, Paul. First of all, thank you for having me
sure.
on the show today. But yeah, we've been doing some really exciting developments over here with technology. And one of the top ones being Salesforce, which is, you know, a very powerful, robust business software that is utilized for several different business solutions. And what we're doing with it is that we've customized this to fit our business plan and really make us the best we can be, right? I'm a baseball guy. Are you a baseball guy?
I am a baseball
yeah.
guy, yeah.
So let's look at what technology has done for the game of baseball in the past two decades, just about, right? I played baseball in college. A lot of my coaching was done with using technologies to see, you know, how you swing the bat, how you throw the ball, all this sort of stuff. And by using technology, you're able to make the individual better. And then also by using technology, we see within the past 10 years, I'm sure you've seen Moneyball, mm-hmm. you're able to analyze how a team works, how a bunch of players work together to win, right? We're using technology in the same exact way. We're making the individuals better, and then we're also able to analyze the bigger picture to then be able to make a team win. And here, winning is maximizing your revenues, right? So we have our Salesforce technology that has been being rolled out, and we have our leasing professionals who have an application on their phone. It allows them to interact with their leasing managers and their leasing directors. It's allowing us to have much more in-depth analysis of our performance on property. And it's just leading to our team and our individuals being the best they can be.
Yeah. And Peter, let me ask you this question. How is what the technology that Rev is utilizing differ from the, you know, out-of-the-box technology that a lot of people use when it comes to property management and leasing? Why is this more robust?
I think it's more robust, Paul, because it's focused only on leasing. The technology that's available to the industry certainly has a leasing component to it, but we're taking a look at leasing through a magnifying glass, if you will, and that allows us to be better. It's just the difference between doing 100 tasks and doing one task. We're applying that also to our technology and our applications there. We're just highly focused on it. We're looking at all the minutia. That data will become extremely valuable to the industry, not just to us. And we will, you know, like as our company continues to grow, I don't really see us getting much beyond, you know, 20 clients and maybe in 25 major U.S. cities, right? But it's possible we could do something different and maybe having 2,000, you know, leasing professionals. But at the same time, that's a fully robust company. The data that we collect, and it's always anonymous data. We're not sharing personal, you know, professional information on our clients. We're just collecting market data. That market data is going to allow us to reach the entire marketplace as opposed to just the 25 client or the 20 clients in 25 cities. So, you know, what we're doing today is starting that process and becoming sort of the data and information leaders in leasing as it relates to multifamily.
Okay, and Gio, talk a little bit about some of the internal and external tech improvements that you've got now and what you see on the horizon for the technology that you're developing.
Yeah, so Paul, we've been striving, we've been making big strides as a company in terms of our organization and how we're handling our data, right? We're at a point now where we're able to have live reports on leasing performances throughout all of our markets for every single one of our leasing professionals and on every single one of our properties that we have, right? So we're able to have live looks into how Peter was just saying, our very, detailed and leasing oriented data, correct? So this is helping us have much better performance and everything like that.
Gio, can you talk for a second about how we're using technology to recruit? I didn't elaborate on that as deeply as I probably should have.
Oh, definitely. So along with Salesforce in our daily operations, we also are using technology for our recruiting and then also our training as well. So we're able to automate a lot of what goes into recruiting, but also keep the human element into it as well. So we have our experts who are in-house who are able to evaluate candidates to become leasing professionals. So we're really, we've got this big funnel that we're able to really get to the best of the best every single time, right? And along with that, with utilizing technology for our learning platform, we're ensuring that our leasing professionals are continuing to learn as throughout their career process. We've been establishing leasing as a career. You know, we have a leasing professional. We've got steps that lead all the way up to Marie's position of a vice president of leasing, right? So we're really focused on continued development, making people better every single day, and, you know, just winning.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Gio's talking about baseball and sports and winning, because that's my background as well. And I always think of, we're a very demanding company, but we're also very easy to work with, because when we say something, we do it. And we won't make idle promises. We refuse to do that. Our reputation is everything to us, and it will be in the industry as well. And so, I look at this and I think, every single day is a challenge for us. And as a company, we take a fresh look at everything every day. We keep improving as a company. It's really important to us that our clients are winning, right? You're either a winner, or even if you're in second place, it's first loser as far as I look at it.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, this is about winning, and we're all about our ownership and taking burden off of the management companies, because they have plenty of tasks to do themselves. And we're not competitive with management companies. We work, side by side in every single case with them. And we coexist very, very nicely. So, but make no mistake, we're there to win.
Yes. Okay. We are going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after this message. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today. In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is especially important and very timely to the multifamily industry, and our topic today is pioneering the future of multifamily leasing. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is a supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Peter Roisman, the president and CEO of REV, the multifamily leasing company. Also in the studio with me is Christopher Gio Giottonini, who is the director of technology and research development with REV. Peter, I want to ask you a question about the fact that, you've mentioned that REV is not always the solution for every company out there. What would be, if our listeners come from all different backgrounds in multifamily, what would be the perfect match of a type of company that would really benefit from REV?
So, Paul, I think that we probably could work for most every owner in the industry. However, REV's fairly particular in terms of what our target partners are. I'd say at this point, we expect to grow into relationships with 20 owners that have in the range of 10,000 units to 50, 60, 70,000 units across the country. And this is only because it tends to work out this way. We'll get an assignment, we'll get to prove ourselves. The companies will have properties across multi-state, it'll be a multi-state platform, and we'll be asked to go and you know, service those properties across our clients' platform. And so that's where our growth will tend to come from. And it's worked that way with a Wall Street firm that we started in San Antonio with, did very well with them, and are still on property with them, nearly a year later, and got a Dallas assignment, did very well in Dallas. We're still on that Dallas assignment. Then we got a Houston assignment. We're still doing very well there. We have a 6-month target there to hit a certain number of leases, and we're ahead of target by year end. We will hit our goals there. Then we went to Orlando for 2 different properties for the same client, and we're doing very well there. And then just recently we got hired by the same client in Atlanta. And so we're doing well as a start there. So you're getting the sense as to how our growth will happen. Mm-hmm. It'll be with a national firm that has, needs in different cities, and it can be a variety of needs. As a company, as you know, we are not just a lease-up company, and we're not just a distressed property and an add-value situation, and we're not just tax credit, and we're not just student housing and senior living, and we can do all of that. We can do all and more. And so that gives a lot of flexibility to our clients in terms of whatever their portfolios contain, and we're thrilled to be able to do all of that with clients. But it means, Paul, that we have an ideal client. That ideal client we'd be able to grow with. It isn't the client necessarily that owns one property, even though we certainly could do the work on one property, but it's just from an efficiency of growth standpoint as a business, it makes a lot more sense to get started with clients that can organically grow with. And so that's our goal. The next question I'll let you ask probably, but it's probably where do we want to grow?
Sure.
So the where we want to grow is also a logical business conclusion, which is we want to grow into markets where there's a lot of growth and where there are the lowest possible taxes, right? As a business, it's much better to keep the revenues in the business and be able to charge, very fair prices for our clients than it is to give a lot of your off the top revenues, your gross revenues to a state. And so, we pay our fair share of taxes and we all pay individual taxes anyway. So as a business, we're looking to minimize our tax cost basis and also go to growing areas. Now, as you might imagine, that includes the whole Sun Belt, mm-hmm. of the United States and maybe up into Washington State where there's tremendous growth and it's also a zero tax state.
Yeah, all right. One of the things I want to ask you for a definition of, what is IVC?
IVC is the way, it's incremental value creation. It's the way we measure ourselves and are able to report to owners what we actually bring to them, right? And so there's several ways to measure it. One is, by per square foot rent increases that we're able to bring to a property while we're on there. And it is at the end of the day, why we exist for owners. It's really important. And Gio and I work on this a lot. My business partner Harris Simons also. We work on this value creation. And so we also have a different way of measuring as well. We look at the cost versus the benefit. So on our San Antonio property, over a 5-month period, I think our cost was about $25,000 for, I believe, 2 people on property. And we generated $486,000 in increased lease revenues. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of ways to show value, and that's kind of the way we do it.
Yeah, and Gio, tell us a little bit about how you work that into that measurement into your technology. Is it something that you can do very quickly, or is there a process?
Yeah, so there definitely is a process, and one of the really great things is, as we're talking about our technology, is we've been able to completely customize it for leasing and for focus on leasing. So as we're collecting our data on our own leasing professionals and their performances, how we are increasing your leasing velocity, your occupancies, and everything on this property, we're able to then view all that, and we have meetings with the owners and the property management companies that we're working for and with, and we are keeping them in the loop on how things are going, and we're able to have very quick reports and to be able to show you exactly as Peter was saying before. There's cost in and then there's value out. And that ROI that we're able to show on our per dollar basis is just, it's incredible. It's incredible.
You know, Peter, if I was an owner and I had a property that was distressed and it needed to be stabilized, and I brought you in to do that, brought your team in to do that, but then once you got it stabilized, I said, okay, I want to take it back over again. What's the problem with that?
Well, I have to tell you, Paul, that actually happened to us. We got hired by a pure third party management company in the state of Texas, and we did stabilize a distressed property for this management company, and they thanked us very much, and they said, they actually sent me an email saying, sorry, Peter, we're a little nervous that you'll make us look bad in the industry. So, that kind of got my antenna up. Like, why are they worried about that when we're really just a tool in their toolbox and we can make them look good, not bad? And so I look at it like this. Your question is, when we solve the first problem, is it over? It really isn't over. It really is just stabilized at that point. If you walk away from a stabilized situation and destabilize it, you just have to solve the same problem again later. And so, quite frankly, we would just stay on the property as a stabilized leasing team, because leasing doesn't end. It's always ongoing. You take your eye off the ball on leasing, and you're taking your eye off the ball on that property.
Right. And I guess one of the things that you would think out there is that some of the objections might be that I want to be in control. But that's not something that they're at risk of losing, is it?
No, I would actually argue that you have way more control as an owner or even as a manager over our leasing person than if it's your own employee. What happens if your employee ghosts you for a day or quits or gets sick? Then you're stuck trying to fill that position, and there aren't good solutions for filling that position, not within your own organization. By moving people around, you're weakening one place to strengthen another. That's not a good answer. Calling a staffing agency isn't a good answer. And so you have really not that great control over your own employees. On the other hand, if you're using Rev and you've got our great people on site, and let's say our person gets sick for a day, you'll have another great person there. You never have a vacancy. You never lose momentum and velocity of leasing. It's actually, I don't know if it's the perfect solution, but it's sure pretty close. It allows you to solve leasing as an issue, as it ever becomes an issue, once and for all. You would never, if you work with us, you would never have to hire that position again.
Right, right. Well, I want to transition us into the opportunity to talk a little bit about what Rev is doing. I want to say a couple of things. One is, I had the opportunity to visit your offices, your brand new offices that you just moved into, actually this month. And I know you had outgrown where you were, and you had mentioned to me that you're almost already outgrowing where you are now. But with your training facility there and everything, it was very impressive. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. We appreciate your kind words. We are outgrowing our space already, and we literally just moved into it. But fortunately, we have the option on the space next to us, so we could continue to expand. It's fun it's fun and challenging to work in and manage an emerging and growing business. It is, you know, our people are getting better and better, and consequently we're getting more and more better people that we need to work with and we want to work with. And so I think this was our third move, and you know, we'll have a fourth move fairly quickly. And we're doing lots of things that are better. Every 4 to 6 weeks we have a town hall. I don't know if we ever talked about this, but you know, we give everyone in our company a chance to ask questions of leadership, and we let everyone in the company know exactly what's going on in the company. So everyone's part of that team. We do all kinds of things. Like we're having on November 7th, we're having a company-wide get-together, just sort of an annual party, whatever you want to call it. We'll give awards, we'll play games, we'll have some fun, we'll have some food. But, you know, it's really important that we build a team, and we'll bring people in from every one of our markets for that.
Right.
So everyone's invited. So we're just kind of excited with everything that's going on. We think we're really on a great track, and we're trying to grow quickly, but not too quickly, because we absolutely want to maintain our quality. It's very important to us. Our reputation is everything. And as I said, we don't make idle promises. You know, if it took putting extra people at our cost on a job to make the job successful, we've done that.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, you know, we're in it to win, and we want our clients to win with us, because that's how we define winning.
If someone wanted to reach out to you and find out more about Rev, how can they do that?
They could go to revlmc.com, and that's our website. So that's the best way to get us. There's a phone connect there, and you can send us emails and connects from there as well.
All right. Well, you know, our topic today is pioneering the future of multifamily leasing. And I heard someone say one time that being a pioneer is either being on the leading edge or the bleeding edge. And Rev is definitely on the leading edge when it comes to this very, very new and different business model out there. I hope someone reaches out to you. We're going to be back next week with another episode of Multifamily Matters, with another power panel of industry guests. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.